With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Outgoing Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin says he favors the House-passed bill that would force new ownership of TikTok if it's allowed to operate in the U.S. Bob Agnew reports.
Gallagher says there's one big problem with TikTok.
That is owned by ByteDance. ByteDance is a Chinese company.
And is therefore beholden to the Chinese Communist Party and has a big platform for disseminating CCP propaganda.
The fundamental national security concern.
The bill bans social media control in the U.S. by any of the countries listed as foreign adversaries.
China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran.
The bill is expected to pass in the Senate next week. Bob Agnew reporting.
Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is on presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy's short list of vice presidential picks. Kennedy's campaign confirmed Ventura was one of his top picks Tuesday, along with former Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Kennedy's running as an independent candidate in the presidential race. Also at SRNnews.com, Hunter Biden could soon face trial in Delaware and California as he turns down the invitation to appear before Congress.
In the midst of his father's re-election campaign, Hunter Biden could face trial in Delaware on federal firearms charges as soon as June 3rd. The date is tentative, however, as the judge weighs several defense motions to toss out the case. In California, a separate trial on tax charges is now tentatively set to begin later that month. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden has rejected an invitation from House Republicans to appear for a public hearing next week alongside former business associates. Hunter Biden sat for a nearly seven-hour deposition last month. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Three men are facing federal firearm charges in connection to the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade shooting that left one person dead and over 20 injured. This is SRN News. A settlement has been reached in a case involving a Florida law.
Under the settlement, students and teachers can discuss sexual orientation and gender identity in Florida classrooms as long as it's not part of instruction. The law was passed 2 years ago, and opponents said it had created confusion about whether teachers could identify themselves as LGBTQ. Governor Ron DeSantis's office described the settlement as a win since the law remains intact. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Salvation Army was on the front lines in the recent Texas wildfires, providing meals, hydration, and relief supplies to firefighters, first responders, and survivors. In addition to meeting physical needs, Salvation Army staff and volunteers offered emotional and spiritual care for those in need. The Smokehouse Creek Fire, now the largest fire in Texas state history, burned more than 1 million acres and displaced dozens of families. This is SRN News. There's a new law in the books which provides government-funded health care to pregnant women in Mississippi.
The presumptive eligibility legislation will allow pregnant women in Mississippi to receive earlier Medicaid coverage to help improve health outcomes for mothers and babies. The state has the nation's worst rate of infant mortality. The new law states that Medicaid will pay for a pregnant woman's outpatient medical care for up to 60 days while her application for the government-funded insurance program is being considered. Eligibility under the new state law during pregnancy would be based on a series of questions about income. If the Medicaid application is rejected, the program will still pay for any services a mother was provided during her time of presumptive eligibility. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Queer trans activists claimed a self-described non-binary student died as a result of a fight in a school bathroom, but the medical examiner's office says the 16-year-old's death was a suicide, a combination of antihistamines and antidepressants. More details at SRNnews.com.